WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome to what an intro for Money Matters. What a great lead-in. What a great lead-in to come into Money Matters. I probably have more audience right now because of Trump than I have had in a very long time. Some of those comments are so unbelievably Trump, where he said that the ratings were 24 million people that watched the GOP debate on Thursday night. Without him, it would have been 2 million. I mean, that is a Donald Trump comment, and that he leads in the polls by a fortune. And then he just can't not speak that way. So you're going to see that taken out of context too. I can see that replay going on and on and on. I lead in the polls by a fortune. I mean a large margin, by a mile. But he already said it, and it's on air, and that one small comment will continue to play and continue to play. And to some extent, I guess this is not humorous. I know there's a lot of people really offended by this. As you know, I have I have a really interesting past with Trump, because I was on the show, The Apprentice, with him, 11 years ago now. So it's been a really long time. And I was much younger at the time. So I look at him from a little bit of a different prism. It's almost when he messes up, like he's messed up to some extent. And I do think things are being they're blown to some extent out of context. And I think that there are a lot of people that are going after Trump. And this is not a political talk show. This is a money talk show. We'll get to money in a second, but it's impossible for me to not give at least some of my opinion here. And that I look at a time like this and I get a little bit defensive of Trump, just because it's almost like when your dad does something stupid, or your dad's getting yelled at and your dad is 60 or 70 and you just want to protect them a little bit. That's the feeling that I have right now in regards to Trump. I've said for a long time, it's very doubtful that he'll ever get the nomination, because he's so direct and he's so polarizing. I think at some point, and maybe this is the point, I actually think he gets through this, but he's bringing a tremendous amount of attention to the GOP. And that is a good thing. And I know that there's plenty of arguments that are saying that it's all the wrong attention, and he's dividing the party, and it's terrible for the GOP, and that he's now, he's really, I've seen articles, of course you've seen these, Hillary's biggest ally, or Hillary's biggest weapon. But I just have this feeling underneath that there's 17, call it over a dozen people vying for the same spot that he's in. And they're going to do everything they can to bring him down. And in the meantime, we got a long way to go before this election. And I get a little bit defensive on people crushing Trump because of him being who he is. And I know that he's a polarizing figure. So I've said for a long time, he's not going to get the nomination, because something will come up and people will eventually understand that he's just too volatile to be a leader in the free world. And that's a little bit nerve-wracking, right? To think of a guy that is already creating so much havoc to then be leading our country. That's a little bit nerve-wracking. And that's part of the reason he ultimately won't be the president, or probably won't be the president. But it doesn't mean that him bringing attention to the party doesn't at some point have some sort of unification, positive outcome. And that's what's happening right now. There's this tremendous interest in the GOP. The debate had these tremendous ratings, and they'll continue to have that. And ultimately, the party will figure out someone to rally around. And that to me will be a positive outcome from all this. It will be a positive outcome from all this. It's been a very long time since we've had someone in politics be able to really just completely speak their mind and get as much attention in doing so. So whether you love Trump, and I know there's people listening today that really still love him, and respect his outspokenness and his directness. And then I know there's people that hate the guy. And that's always been the way he has carried himself, and he's a polarizing figure. So we'll continue to hear from this guy. We'll get back to regularly scheduled programming with Money Matters, because there's a lot to talk about in my world, which is the economy and the stock market. And that's what I'm trying to help you with here on Sunday mornings. You know, I'm not Neil Bortz, and I'm not a political talk show host. So we'll get back to my craft and my sweet spot, which is money and the economy, try to help you get to retirement just a little bit sooner. This is Wes Moss. You've tuned into Money Matters. Good morning. We'll be back straight ahead after quick news, weather, traffic. For your calls and your questions right here live in the studio, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, a politically charged warning here as we've cut into a Donald Trump interview and may even do another one. There's another interview coming up at some point today. He'll probably be on the air, quite frankly, for the rest of the morning. So who knows if we'll go back to Donald Trump? Who knows if he'll call in to Money Matters here this morning? I just emailed back and forth with Trump org, and we'll see. He may want to call into the show here this morning. But no promises, of course. Let's just get back to money. This is me treading way beyond my natural zone of comfort. So the number here in the studio to talk about the jobs report. So let's just make, this will be just as interesting, I promise, with all the things happening in the world, the highlights and the lowlights of the American economy, and then how that relates back to your money. There are so many things happening right now. And let me give you, we already have calls on hold. So I'm going to go right to your questions, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. A couple of very quick highlights. We saw media companies get absolutely crushed this week. Why did they get crushed? What it came from, it's this dark cloud that has been cast upon media companies because of Disney. We know that Disney is more than Mickey Mouse and going to Disney World. Disney is it's a powerful cable company. They own ESPN, the most profitable cable network in the nation. ESPN, for the very first time, is losing subscribers. That's a very, very first time we've seen this, or at least it's been a very, very long time. That scared the entire media industry. And why could they be losing subscribers? Because of cord cutting. Cord cutting, we've been talking about forever. We know that there are other ways to get cable television and get content now, so we can cut the cable cord. One of those ways will be this new skinny bundle or mini bundle that Apple TV is calling it, where you can pay $19 a month or $29 a month. I'm not using it yet. I don't think it's even out just yet, but you're going to get a couple of different major outlets that you want, including ESPN and including a lot of the content, that including HBO. That way, you could potentially get rid of the big cable company that you're paying a lot of money to. And this is not just here, but around the nation. And that, we've been talking about that forever, but there's, now we're starting to maybe see this happen. So Viacom down 20% on the week. Comcast was down 6% on the week. We saw 20th Century Fox was down big time on the week. So there's a lot happening within media. And it has to do with the technological revolution on how we can consume content. It's starting to make a real impact. And that's part of why Disney down about 10% on the week, or 9% on the week. And it's casting a shadow on all these media companies. So we're going to talk more about this. And then again, I'll get to the phones here with your calls, your questions, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here on a pretty exciting Sunday morning. A lot of Trump news. Who knows if we'll break back into some Trump interview. Obviously, he's doing the circuit this morning, defending himself with all the political talk shows on television. Who knows if he stops by here on the radio. I will certainly let you know if I get a call and that happens. Otherwise, let's talk about the money that you have and you're trying to get to retirement. Let's focus in on really what's important. And let's not get too caught up in Trump. And still have a good time here on Money Matters. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. There's a lot of questions that we'll get to here on the phones. And we'll just go right to it. Neil joins us from Smyrna. Neil, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on? How can I help?
Hey, good morning. I was calling in regards to the Apple stock. I'm pretty heavily invested. I'm a younger investor. And, you know, I don't know if I should keep my stock there, or I've read articles where it says to go ahead and let go of that stock. It's not going to go back up or continue to rise. So I was calling to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, there's been an awful lot of prediction of demise for Apple over many, many years now, and it continues to defy those predictions. I mean, to some extent, you get a little, it gets a little nerve-wracking when a stock goes down from 132 at the high, go back to July 20th, Apple's at $132. Today it's at 115. So it's dropped, and it's a little bit disconcerting. The drop today, 132 to 115, 132, it's down about 13%. So yeah, that's a full correction territory, if you will. And correction is the 10% mark. Bear market's a 20% mark. So as soon as that happens, you'll hear Apple's in a bear market. But this has happened before. If you go back into 2012, the second half of 2012, so not that long ago, Apple was down about 30%, Neil. And part of that is that when they get in between a cycle, in between the iPhone 3 and 4 or 4 and 5, and 5 and 6, and now 6, and what's next? Is it a 6S? Is it the 7? What's the next big product cycle for people to get into? And we're still too early in the product cycle for people to be switching to a whole new phone. And we continue, and remember, Apple is a lot of things. It's Macs, and it's iPads, and it's Apple TV. But really, it's about selling more iPhones. And you get a couple things like China slowing down. It's, by the way, a huge growth market for them. It's where they make their iPhones. That's why you see this shadow cast. Your radio's on, by the way, Neil. Turn it down, please. That's why you see a shadow cast on Apple, and it's pretty healthy. You get 11% decline, 15% decline for a stock that is up 103% over the past 2 years, and that's the number, by the way, 103%. Still a fundamentally sound company. They still have close to $200 billion, Neil, on their balance sheet that they can use. That's cash. That's kind of a loose term for their cash. It's really short-term money, long-term money. It's assets that they could get to if they wanted to. So there's plenty of room to run. You've got to have a product cycle lull, which they're in right now, and that's fine. And plus, the market itself is struggling to kind of move forward because we've gone from worrying about Greece to worrying about the Fed as they are about to raise interest rates, likely September, certainly by December. And then you have a slowdown in China that really is worrying the rest of the global economy. And that's what's keeping a cap right now in the stock market. Big leading stocks like Apple are going to participate in that slowdown. I don't think this is the time to bail on Apple. Could it go down another 8% and get into a quote unquote 20% correction bear market for Apple? It absolutely can. But does it mean it doesn't come back with a vengeance over the course of the next 6 to 12 to 18 months? So particularly if you're a young investor, then I would be patient with Apple. At this point, I'd be patient over the next several years until something fundamentally changes in their product cycle for iPhones. That stock will continue to grow its asset base and grow its revenue share around the world in the smartphone business. And that's why you want to continue, or at least that's why I personally as an investor continue to have confidence in Apple over the long term. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to move to Thomas, who joins us from Atlanta. Thomas, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, need a little bit of advice. I've got $800,000 in the Fidelity account that when the market was at 18.5, kind of put that money on the sidelines, you know, just expecting that it was going to drop, and it did. I guess it's about 1,000 points at this point, less than when I took the money out. I'd like the money to continue to grow, but I'm also concerned about capital preservation and just looking for a little bit of advice on how to handle it.
Do you, where, what stage of the game are you in here, Thomas? Are you already retired, or are you thinking about it fairly soon? What's your time frame?
No, I'm 44, so I've got a few years to go.
Let me just go back. If we go back over the last 15 years where we've had some fairly big, not fairly, huge corrections in the past, have you been in and out of the market, or have you kind of stayed the course, and more recently you've looked at this market and said, hey, I just want to step aside for a little while? What's been your pattern with that?
I've always stayed in, you know, through the ups and downs, and, you know, I actively managed my portfolio myself. So, you know, I was, you know, throughout the year I'd make changes in the mutual funds that I've selected. It was just recently, you know, within the past 60 days or so, that I decided to put the money on the sidelines.
Well, here's my thought. I mean, I of course deal with investors from all walks of life and spectrums of ages, and investors that can be pretty aggressive and investors that are really, really concerned really with just keeping principal and preserving their principal. Capital preservation is the terminology in the investment world that as a risk tolerance. And my thought here is that because it is pretty difficult to time, I mean, you can get out of the market and it drops. The problem with that is that to repetitively, and you've heard this before, to repetitively get the timing right is difficult. I don't think it's difficult to time once or twice or even three times. The problem is when you, I mean, the problem is you missing out on a surge and then missing out on another drop, and that's why timing is so difficult. I think the way, if you're nervous about this market and you're not comfortable with it, and it's enough that you're actually losing sleep over it, then you obviously shouldn't be invested, period. You've had probably a lot of years of doing this. You're 45. It's not like you're new to investing. You've got almost $1 million invested. So my advice in for somebody in your situation, as this market has drops, it really does become more and more and more, it becomes more and more tempting to get in, or at least it becomes more and more attractive to start participating again. So now that we're down 1,000 points, about 1,000 points from where you took it out, you're starting to see value. You see companies like Apple, and you say, well, it's already down 13%. Could it go down another 7? Sure. You look at the big energy companies, and I think we saw, Thomas, what I would consider capitulation this week, and that just means that people that are really unwaverable start to waver. And investors that are super faithful in the market, they lose their faith. And brave investors turn and run. And the tireless investors become tired. And that's what capitulation is, when you have a lot of conviction and you still give up and you start selling. And I think we saw that this week, especially in the energy space. We saw MLPs down, Master Limited Partnership, healthy companies that are not going anywhere in the next 2 decades. Or 3 decades, go down 5% in one day. Nothing, fundamentally, MLP companies weren't 5% less worthy in just one day. It's just that the market sentiment has, I think, gotten to the point where people are just throwing in the towel. And you see big integrated oil companies down 15 and 20 and 30%. So I think we've seen some areas in the market that have capitulated, and that's really when you want to start buying. So if it were me, what I would be doing is getting into this market, particularly in areas like energy, that you might have to wait 2 or 3 years before that comes to fruition, but you can at least start buying in some of these areas that have gotten hit pretty hard. Utilities are still down a bunch. So my first step for you would be to start picking spots to get back in that seem as though they're the most undervalued. Now, that's a one way to start this, Thomas. The next thing to recognize is that when you don't need to be fully invested really ever. And for those who are really, really nervous about markets and their main focus is capital preservation, but cash is not enough, meaning that cash is too flat and too steady, I think the next step up on the ladder, if you look at an overall portfolio, is to have at least 15% in some sort of blue chip stocks. So what I think over a 3 to 5 year period, if you're really, really, again, if the step above being completely in CDs or completely in cash is to have a balance where you have at least bare minimum of 15%, if not 20% in blue chip companies that are dividend payers. And then you can insulate that other 80% in all the other really safe, steady areas that we talk about, which, again, that's the bond market. The bond market is, I've had so many conversations in the last couple of weeks about, hey, Wes, aren't bonds going down? That's like saying all ice cream is good or all ice cream is bad. There are so many variety of bonds that you can't just paint the entire $38 billion or trillion-dollar industry with one brush. You've got to understand that, yeah, long-term bonds might be hit pretty hard as rates go up, but short-term bonds should be fine. A bond that matures in a year or two isn't going to get impacted by interest rates going up by 25 basis points. And floating rate bonds aren't going to be impacted by interest rates going up a little bit. So if we look at some of those other areas, Thomas, if you have 15, if you wade back into this market, let's call it 15, 20% in good blue chip companies, particularly companies that are down or sectors that are down, and then you insulate that with the other 80% that is really, really steady, i.e. short-term bonds or short-term bond ETFs, then you can start to migrate your equity position, getting it back to kind of a more traditional, normal level for somebody your age. So you don't want to be 15 or 20% in stocks for the rest of your life, obviously. You want to get that, in my opinion, you want it to be closer to 50 or 60 or even 70. So you can, over the course of the next year or 2 years, migrate higher and higher or increase the percentage on the growth bucket or the stock side of the equation until you get to a point where, again, you're fully invested and that balance gives you the peace of mind that you're not losing sleep at night. So that's my advice on how to get back into this market, even though there's certainly pockets that are down, and you could almost say in bear market territory, particularly oil and energy. I've got some big tech names that are down 10, 15%. So there's a lot happening in this market here, and I know people are uncomfortable with it. The good news here is I don't see any sort of greed showing up, and there's no exuberance right now. There's plenty of investors that are very tepid and nervous, which doesn't signal we're at some bubble bursting top. And that's a good thing for this market at the point we're at right now. You're listening to Money Matters. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. You can call me at 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your questions about particular areas of the market, maybe mutual funds or variable annuities that you've been looking at, or ETFs. How do you become a better low-cost investor? How do you be a better income-oriented investor with dividends and interest and distributions in an environment where we know the Fed's about to start raising rates, probably September, maybe December at the latest? So your calls and questions, it's a great part about Money Matters. Again, I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters on a politically charged morning here on Money Matters. Of course, I'm staying away from politics as much as I possibly can so we can talk about money for this two-hour period of time. That's my comfort zone. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. Fred joins us from Snellville. Fred, good morning. Welcome to the show. How can I help, my friend?
Good morning.
Morning.
I am 63 and a half. Just retired from a major snack food company.
A lot going on in the snack food world, my friend.
I don't think I need to mention them, but you know, the major one.
Yep.
And this is the first year they give a lifetime payout.
Ooh. Okay. This is the please let me give you a lump sum or maybe give you a monthly amount.
Yeah.
All right.
They gave me a lifetime lump sum.
Got it.
And it would take, at 63 and a half, it would take me 17 years to recuperate the lump sum.
Got it.
It's $250,000.
Okay. Well, what was the, so I could probably work backwards there and figure out what your monthly payout is, though. What is the monthly? What's the monthly offer instead of the $250?
About 12, About $12.50.
$12.50, yeah. Let me see if that passes the 6% test. $12.50 times 12 months is $15,000 a year, divided by $250,000 is 6%. That's not enough. You need a higher percentage in order to take the monthly. So right out of the gate, yeah, you're better off with the $250 and as the rollover.
Just being, you know, I could get in a car wreck tomorrow.
Well, remember too, and Fred, this is to help anybody else out there, everybody else that faces this. Remember, when you have these pension offers versus lump sums, most of the time on the pension, on the monthly side, you're going to take at least a, what's called a period certain. Very rarely do you do the life option where you get the very, very, very most. You usually, the bare minimum, if you don't take a spousal option where your spouse continues to get money for the rest of their lifetime, you at least are going to take a 15 or 20 year period certain. Meaning if you die tomorrow, then somebody's going to at least get that money over the next 15 to 20 years. But anyway, to your point,
mine was an annuity. If anything happened me to the day after, it ended.
Well, that's because that's usually if you're taking the life option. Usually, if you're talking about one of these big Fortune 100 companies, you get the option to do the amount per month for a guaranteed minimum period of time. That's called a period certain, but anyway, let's go back to your question. You're thinking about doing the lump sum instead of the monthly, right?
Yes. I've already done it.
Oh, you've done it. Good. Okay.
And I got out of the stock market when it was 1816.
Got it.
Made about 4,000.
Okay.
So that's the most I ever had.
Well, it's still a lot. Still a lot of money. So what's the question next?
Shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm drawing like what they call Security Plus. In other words, I make like 5% on bonds.
Well, okay.
I got 90 days, and I don't know where to go. And I got a company that handles this account.
And what are they trying to get you to do?
Well, they've been great so far. They just want to handle it.
Well, how do they want to handle? What do they want to invest it in, Fred?
They haven't talked about that.
Fred, my friend, you got to figure that out before you let them, quote, handle it. Hey, listen, hang on a second, Fred. This is getting scary, so we've got to hold you over here. I got to hear a little more information before I give you an answer. We've got to do a quick news weather traffic. Fred's going to hold with us for a second here. Then more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.